It's a fun one when Wisconsin squares off with the Marquette Golden Eagles, the 130th meeting taking place here on this Saturday, December 2nd. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
We are 1/2 hour away from the opening tip. Coming up between now and then, Butchie and I will look around the Big Ten. A couple of good ones, including one head turner last night as conference play got underway. And we'll also get Butchie's keys to the game. But coming up, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 37. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, snow showers likely 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Again, the students all lined up. Donuts work. Some of your staffers out there, donuts always work, don't they?
They did. There's none left. I know that. It's awesome to see. I got a picture. I think it was still dark outside. Some guys or somebody, I don't know if it was who, male or female, spent the night. So I don't know if they stayed after the hockey game last night or they were definitely first in line.
This is like a turn back the clock day here because it's a middle of the day, Saturday afternoon, a little chill in the air outside. I know the schedule is all over the map. Every day is in play, but there's something about a Saturday late morning, early afternoon that just seems right.
Yeah, that's a little old school, you know, back how we used to have a lot of 1 o'clock starts. So no, I think it's, you know, the neat part about the college basketball, and we've seen already, here we are in day two of December, just the great games that have gone on already. And I've always said, if you don't pay attention until March of college basketball, you're missing five really good months, and we've already had, you know, a good 4 or 5 weeks of really good basketball.
Boy, 4 or 5 hours last night. Big Ten season underway. I know you guys, you got today, but you got your conference schedule starts next week. I mean, Northwestern, Purdue, overtime, Indiana looking really good. More Big Ten games. Here we go. You've said this for a while, no get well games, and it looks like that's going to be the case again.
Yeah, I think you get into league play. You know, obviously we'll jump into that next week. You just know each other so well. You can the numbers and what you've done maybe in the non-conference doesn't hold as much water. You still have to, everybody starts 0-0, and I think the preparation and the coaching obviously goes to another level because we all know each other. There's a little more familiarity, so you just have to be that much better. And obviously Northwestern, I didn't see it, but they did it sounds like an excellent job last night.
All right, we'll get into the Big Ten a little bit more next week when the Badgers open up against Michigan State. Marquette is in today. We'll talk more with the Badgers head coach, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Inside, you'll find wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. Or you can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Happy holidays from all of us at Bumper to Bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through! Yeah.
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, Big Ten game or not, your non-conference schedule, we've talked a ton about it. You know, obviously Marquette, the annual game. You've got another big out-of-conference game coming up next week. But Marquette, a lot of these guys are back. Most of them, anything that you have seen different from Marquette as opposed to last year when you prepped for him?
Well, I think improvement specifically of Cam Jones jumps out. And I think that's one. He's taken his game to another level as a scorer. Just going back through last year's game and watching, you know, the games they've had this year, scores a lot of different ways. You know, they surround him. When you have Kolick at the point, you know, making really good decisions, Jones has made really good decisions. I think he's got 19 assists, 3 turnovers on this season. So with this, as much as the ball's in his hands, that's an indicator that he's doing a really, really good job. And then you got, you know, the big guy inside and Iguodaro that, you know, plays like a wing, at 6'10", 6'11". And it just, they spread you out. They have a few shooters around them, and they have a lot of guys that can put the ball on the floor. So it's stresses you in terms of defensive transition. We got to make sure we build the wall and get the ball stopped. And then in the half court, too, we got to keep the ball in front of us as much as possible.
And then, you know, they've been really good at protecting the basketball. You guys have forever, it seems. That's one of the things with Marquette, though. They like to test you. They like to scramble teams up a little bit.
They will. They'll come with some, you know, a little three-quarter court pressure at times, some full-court pressure if the ball is on a spot. And then they'll do some random run and jump, some scramble stuff right within the half court, trap the first pass, run and jump somebody if they feel they can have somebody's back turned. So just spacing and awareness. And we always say from day one, we talk about from the first day you ever get here as a freshman, we talk about ball security and valuing the ball and how important that is. So this is just another example of where that comes into play.
We talk about this every year before this particular game, or even years where you've played the other in-state D1 programs. These are good, and a game like today is good. It gets national exposure because they're good, and so are the Wisconsin Badgers, which is that's a fun thing.
Yeah, it thinks the biggest benefactor from this is the state of Wisconsin. You know, to have the national spotlight here for 2.5 hours on our state and the game of basketball, and I think it helps promote the game. You know, it helps grow the game, and when you have two really good programs like we do, and willing to play each other. You know, I think we've talked about that over the week here, that there's a lot of programs within states across the country that duck each other, and for us to continue to play each other and have that mutual respect is obviously good for both of us, but obviously good for the state of Wisconsin.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Marquette's here today. Time now for our Big Ten report presented by the Big Ten Network. Well, our head turner. League's not messing around. There are already surprises. I guess it's a surprise. Northwestern beat Purdue last year. And in overtime, Butchie, 92-88. A couple things stand out. Purdue in overtime turned it over four times in overtime. Northwestern in 45 minutes of basketball turned it over three times. That always helps. And then you get Boo Boo. He's shooting really well. But you protect the ball, you give yourself a chance, don't you?
Well, and that's where it comes down to. In that game, it was the battle of turnovers. And Northwestern took care of it. And then it came down to Boo Boo doing what he's done for a long time at Marquette, making great plays and reads and understanding. The development of Boo Boo is what I've been really impressed with. He was known as a scorer for so long. Now, all of a sudden, he's a floor general. He's able to make sure he's reading. So, like, was I surprised when it went to overtime? Absolutely. I thought, okay, Northwestern had their chance. Purdue's going to finish it off. But, again, turnovers. And this game is going to be about turnovers as well.
And then with Purdue, Zach Edey with another really big night. 35 points, 14 rebounds, but you kind of play the percentages because you're not going to stop him. You just have to have some poor shooting, and there was some poor shooting as well that hurt Purdue last night.
And that's been the question mark. When you have a dominant big, what do, right? Like, you can clog the paint. Defensively, you're going to either do two things. You're going to clog the paint, give up threes. You're going to have the paint wide open and take away threes. Well, Northwestern said, hey, if you can knock down threes, that's what we're going to do, but we're going to make sure we let Zach do him. And We're going to try to find a way to do it. So,
last night in Bloomington, Indiana gets 18 and 14 from Khalil Ware. Indiana, which has looked up and down out of conference. Maryland, which has probably been equally up and down, if not more down than up. Indiana wins 65-53. Terps still trying to find it. We've talked about them since opening night, Brian. We think that they could be a pretty good team. They're just not showing it right now, are they?
Well, that's the offensive end.
Yep.
They are bad. I wish I could put it nicer. I wish I could, but there's no chemistry. There's no flow. You have that with new transfers. Now, not that many new transfers. That's why it's surprising to me. You still have Jameer Young. You still have Reese. There's options. So it takes time. Every year is new. But it's been a surprising start for Maryland early on. But I love the fact that we're in Big Ten play. This is fantastic. Friday night, I'm sitting at home. I took the kids to go see Santa, and I get college basketball. Are you kidding me?
There you go. That works. Hey. Illinois and Rutgers today. Minnesota and Ohio State tomorrow. And the Badgers against the Fighting Izzos on Tuesday. Might as well start against Michigan State, right?
Why not? On the road.
In between a couple of cupcakes like Marquette and Arizona.
Number one Arizona after last night's game now. So they're really good. Michigan State's really good. Oh, by the way, this Marquette team.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yes, they are. This is fun. Fun stuff. As Butchie always says, always delivers. Got to pay attention. Today's a good day to pay attention. That is the Big Ten Report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's game in Madison. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lotsa Matza Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lotsa Matza Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lotsa Matza Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Marquette today at the Kohl Center. Time now for Butchie's keys to the game. What you got?
First, turnovers. Marquette, 8.6 turnovers a game. That's fifth in the country. Wisconsin only turns the ball over 10 times. So whoever wins that turnover battle is going to be crucial. Rebounding, we talked about it with Patrick Herbert a little bit, but offensive rebounding. There's opportunities for Wisconsin to grab some offensive rebounds. They're 54th in the country. Marquette gives up offensive rebounds at a rate of 239th in the country. That's a big, that's a big difference when you look at what's happening as far as the glass. But for me, it's the three-point line. Wisconsin was 12 of 27. I know Wisconsin's not shooting it great. I understand that. They're at 33%, 271. They have to knock down some outside shots because Marquette's going to double team the post. What does Stephen Kroll do on that block? That, to me, is the thing. We can talk about all the guard play we want. Chucky Hepburn, Tyler Cullen. We can talk that through and through. And it's not just because I'm a big. Mm-hmm. But the battle for this game is going to be how Wisconsin handles Marquette's double team. It's going to create closeouts. What do the guards do with the closeouts? Do they knock down threes? Do they attack? Do they read these athletic guards of Marquette?
Chucky Hepburn has had a couple of pretty good outings against Marquette last year, went 5 of 6 from downtown. And in the two games he has faced Marquette, 7 out of 10 from the three-point line. They could use some guys other than him. It's a good day for Connor Esiason maybe to find. We've been talking about this for a while. He did have a couple threes on Monday night. Maybe that gets him going.
Doesn't it feel that way?
Uh-huh.
There's that buzz that comes through the skin as a player you run through. I'm starting to get it right now again, but it feels like today is a day where Connor starts banging some threes.
Yeah, as the line goes, it is time. Those are your keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Time now for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Carter Gilmore was available, did not play Monday night. Kind of a precaution, lower body issue that kept him out. He has been up and running in practices, and everybody looks to be good to go here for this matchup against Marquette. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First four, the Marquette Golden Eagles, ranked third in the country, 6-1. Under third-year head coach Shaka Smart, his starting five as follows. David Joplin, 6'8 junior out of Milwaukee, a Brookfield Central High School product. 8 points, 3 rebounds a game. Oso Igodaro, a 6'11 redshirt junior out of Chandler, Arizona, about 14 points, 6.5 rebounds, 2 assists per game. Stevie Mitchell, a 6'3 junior from Reading, PA. 5.7 points, 2.3 rebounds. Cam Jones, 6'5 junior out of Memphis, Tennessee, 16 points a game. Dropped in a career-high 26 against the Badgers last year, going 4 of 6 from the three-point line. And rounding out the starting five is Tyler Kolick, 6'3 redshirt junior out of Cumberland, Rhode Island. 14 points, 5 boards, and 5 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as he's had. Tyler Wall, the 6'9 grad student out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 11 points. 5.5 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. A.J. Storr, 6'7 sophomore from Rockford, Illinois, 13 points, 2.5 rebounds. Max Klesmet, 6'4 junior from Nina, 7 points a game. It was Max who had what turned out to be the game-winning bucket in overtime against Marquette last December. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 junior out of Omaha, 11 points and 3 assists per game. Wisconsin leads the series through the years, 70 wins to 59. They've won the last two. Last time either side has won three straight, as many as three straight. You have to go back to when Wisconsin actually won four in a row between 1998 and 2001. The 130th meeting about to begin, Wisconsin and Marquette. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurts. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three, right side. Bucket! Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from the call center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to the 130th edition of Wisconsin against Marquette. Butchie, you've been a part of a few of these. Nothing quite like it here in the state. All games are fun. All games matter. But in the moment, This one always matters a little bit more, doesn't it?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And that's what makes it so fun. As a player, you know it. As a fan base, you know it. This one hits different. And as a player, now it's how do you dial yourself in? You're excited leading up to it. It's an 11:30 tip. How do you pull yourself back in to realize I got to be in the moment right now? It's really tough to do. You can't let the moment be bigger than what you prepare for.
Both teams have played daunting schedules. I think that is fair to say. Badger fans know who Greg Gard's team is matched up with. And when you talk about tough schedules, Marquette fans are saying, hold my beer. Because in the Maui Invitational, UCLA, 2-point win. Kansas, a 14-point win for Marquette. And in the championship game against Purdue, the Boilermakers got out a 3-point winner. But a big factor in that game was Oso Iguodaro, who had to sit a long time in the first half with two fouls. Even Matt Painter said really kind of changed the game. If he doesn't get that second foul, who knows? Marquette might have been the Maui invite champs. But point is, they've taken care of their business otherwise. Oh, by the way, Marquette next week will play Texas. So both teams really testing themselves out of their respective leagues. And you would imagine it's only going to make them both better in the long run.
Well, it's going to make both of them better. But both teams are good enough to be tested. I think that's the fun thing about this afternoon. This isn't a normal Marquette, Wisconsin game where maybe one's better. Like, no. Both teams are very, very good. Actually, Coach Chuck Smart came up to us right before we went on air. He goes, people don't understand how good this Wisconsin team is. And I thought that was an ultra, ultra, compliment by Coach Chuck Smart about this Wisconsin team.
Well, the one thing is people do understand how good Marquette is, right?
That they
right,
do.
Yeah. There's no mystery there.
Yeah.
And you know what? Credit to both. We've talked about Wisconsin with roster retention. It's been the same deal with Marquette. And they elected not to go into the portal. But you have eight of your top nine guys back. Omax Prosper went on to the NBA. Seems like a wise decision, a first-round draft pick in the NBA. But a lot of these faces, even if you only watch Marquette occasionally, a lot of these names and faces, oh, yeah, you got Kolick, you got Joplin, you got Iguodaro. That's a lot of the same cast of characters for both teams.
And that's why both teams are having success. Obviously, Marquette, third in the country, but this Wisconsin team has been really good this year. Like I said, played one bad game against Providence. Now that was a national TV game, now kind of the national media. But if you've seen this team, what I've loved, Matt, is I feel like they've grown so much. Coach Gard gave them the challenge. Hey, big Tyler, Steven, you got to play better. They've answered that call, and now this afternoon, we get to see if they can answer it another time.
You talked about rebounding and offensive rebounding. Steven Crowell has 55 boards so far, 25 on the offensive glass. He and Tyler Wall have been really good hitting the offensive glass so far.
Second in the Big Ten.
Yes.
Second in the Big Ten. That's what Steven said. He's answered that call from Coach Gard. We said, we'll see if we can do it this afternoon because it's going to be a big one. There's going to be opportunities to get offensive rebounds with this Marquette team.
Jeffrey Anderson, Earl Watson, Tim Comer are your officials. Badgers in the home white, cardinal trim. Marquette with the traveling blue unis and the gold trim as we are set to go here at the sold-out Kohl Center. Little Saturday late morning, early afternoon college basketball the way it should be. It'll be Steven Crowell and Oso Iguodaro jumping center. As the 130th edition of this rivalry is underway, toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left end, Marquette man-to-man. A.J. Storr around a Steven Crowell screen, top of the circle, feeds Chucky Hepburn against Stevie Mitchell on the left wing. Hepburn brings the top of the circle, drives right lane line, pivots, fades, flips, 2-0 Wisconsin as Hepburn gets the party started.
Great start. Attack the paint.
Marquette moving to our right. Cam Jones against Max Klesman. Now Oso Iguodaro on the right wing. Out to Jones. Drives the lane. Scoops it up. Left hand. No, but he was fouled. And Cam Jones averaging 16 a game. Gets fouled by Klesman. Free throws coming up.
And initially, Wisconsin's defense is hugging Marquette too much. That's what they want. Marquette wants to create a bunch of space. Defensively, you got to bring your side over. You got two Wisconsin players that aren't brought over whatsoever. They play the two-man action, Marquette, and they're going to do a lot of that.
Cam Jones, 16 of 20 this season at the free throw line, and the left-hander is too long with the first throw. Jones dropped 26 on Wisconsin at Fiserv Forum last December. A career high for him. Junior out of Memphis, Tennessee. Second team all Big East a season ago. Second free throw is good to get the Golden Eagles on the board. Marquette will show some press here as Tyler Wall will be inbounding. Bounces it into Chucky Hepburn against Stevie Mitchell. And now it's one-on-one with those two as Chucky on the left-hand dribble looks it ahead to Klesman on the left wing. Tyler Kolick is on Max. A bounce for Crowell, left side on the wing against Iguodaro. Single coverage the moment. Iguodaro knocked it loose out of bounds to Wisconsin with 16 to shoot.
Matt, the catch there was a little too far out, right? Steve's got to work on getting it down a little bit lower to make Marquette have to bring that double team.
2-1 Wisconsin just underway in Madison. Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound into Crowell. Crowell leaves it for A.J. Storr against Cam Jones with the shot clock down to 10. Klesman at the mid-stripe. Max drifting to his left. Turns down the screen from Crowell. Max left of the lane, stops, pops, 6 feet away, good. Hit the brakes just in time. It's 4-1 Wisconsin. Here he nearly walks, but able to pull up and hit the jumper. Here's Cam Jones, left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Working against Klesman, scoops it up and in with the right hand. Got that early foul on Max, so you figure he's going to test him here over and over again.
That's exactly what he did.
4-3 Wisconsin, a minute 20 gone by. Crowell against Iguodaro on the left wing above the three-point line. Whips it to Tyler Wall at the top of the circle. He's with David Joplin. Now it's Hepburn against Mitchell. Gives off the store. Checked by Jones. Cam Jones, A.J. on the left side with 8 to shoot. Steps back to the corner and a bad bounce. It got wide of Wall, or rather there, Crowell. Wall is there. Right block, up right hand. Back rim no good. Cam Jones the rebound. Minute 45 gone by, 4-3 Wisconsin. Jones against Storr right now. He'll leave it for Iguodaro on the right wing. So Iguodaro sizes up Stephen Crowell in the lane. Bad pass. Wanted Kolick. Picked off by Klesman. Busting up the floor is Max. Taps the break. Steps back. Three in the air. Around and out. No good. Tyler Kolick the rebound for Marquette. 2:05 gone by. 4-3 Wisconsin. Joplin. Shot fake from three. Feeds Kolick at the top of the circle. Moving in on Chucky Hepburn. And a whistle and a foul is called. They'll get Chucky and that'll be his first.
Love the energy from the steal by Max. Don't love the three. Not because of pace, but that's what Marquette's forcing you into that. Make them guard. Now all of a sudden, defensively, it puts you at the disadvantage. There comes the foul.
Second team foul against Wisconsin. Kolick inbounds to Iguodaro. Gets it back to Kolick. Shovels to Iguodaro. Feeds Joplin up top. Three on the way. Too long, no good. The rebound tipped into the hands of Hepburn. About 2.5 minutes gone by. 4-3 Wisconsin. Hepburn outside left. Little spin move. Working high on the left around a Crowell screen. Throws to Wall. Tyler right of the wheel. Gives off to Max Klesman. A flip for Crowell at the top. Stevie, one dribble. A hand off to Storr. Storr against Mitchell with 10 to shoot. A.J. blasting left of the lane. Floats up top. Missed the shot with the right hand. Got his own rebound and the put back off the window. 6-3 Wisconsin. 2:50 into the game. Tyler Kolick at the free throw line. Kick out Joplin high on the right. He'll leave it for Iguodaro on the right wing. Iguodaro drives baseline on Wall, and he is fouled on the attack. Missed the reverse layup. Wall called for the foul. His first team's third.
Good start on the defensive end by Wisconsin. Offensively, they've made some shots. They can't live on that. That ball has to touch the post. We haven't seen that a lot. They've got to focus on getting that ball down low. Defensively, stay to your principles. A little bit better as far as shifting over and showing bodies.
So Iguodaro shooting two, and he is no good with the first. He does a lot of things well. Free throw shooting is not one of them. 50-50 is also Iguodaro coming into the game. Wall and Crowell will check out. Nolan Winter and Carter Gilmore are in.
And Marquette doesn't shoot the ball well. 262nd in the nation at 68%.
Second free throw for Iguodaro is good. So he's 50-50 there. 6-4 Wisconsin. 3 minutes in. Marquette with a 1-2-2-3 quarter look now, which it shows a fair amount of. And we're seeing it now for the first time as Gilmore gives off to Hepburn. Chucky across the line. Finds Winter. Taps it to Klesman. And he'll pass off to Hepburn at the midcourt logo. Now Gilmore back in there. He did not play on Monday. Thought he could have, but precautionary. Kept him out. Back in the fold here today. Gilly with the ball. 7 to shoot. Now Hepburn. Hepburn wiggles left elbow, shot fake, finds Gilmore, feeds Storr, one to shoot, got to go, and he put it on the floor. It's a turnover. Here comes Cam Jones up the middle. He'll feed Iguodaro, right block, jump stop, goes up, contested by Gilmore, shot off the mark, and Carter clears.
Good job by Gilmore running back and just showing his hands and his body.
3:45 into the game. Here's Klutzman off the left wing. Glides to the goal. Puts it up. No, what a foul. Good move on Cam Jones, and Max Klutzman will get two shots. It's the first Marquette foul. 16-13 left in the half. Just getting underway here. 6-4 Wisconsin.
Again, defensively, they've been good. They've attacked the paint in different ways. I still would love to see a post touch. Now, I know Stephen Kroll's not in the game, so the ball stays outside on the perimeter a little bit more, but find different ways in attack. That's where Max did a good job of faking. Boom, a little bit of a jab step, create a straight line drive for him to get to the free throw line. So there's different ways you can get to the paint.
Max hits the first free throw. Jock Blackwell checks in for A.J. Storr. Chase Ross, 6'5 sophomore in there. Sean Jones and Ben Gold in there for Marquette. As Max hits both free throws, 8-4 Wisconsin. Here's Kolick at the top. Drives left lane line. Feeds Joplin. It's wide of him, but Sean Jones is there between the circles. Off a high screen from Gold. Back out to Gold. He can shoot the three, and he will, and he'll hit it from straight away. Ben Gold, 6'11, a stretch big. And it's 8-7 Wisconsin, a little more than 4 minutes in.
And he's gotten so much better so far over his year and a half.
Out of Wellington, New Zealand, Ben Gold. Chucky Hepburn right of the center circle. Gets a high screen from Carter Gilmore. Chase Ross defending. Hepburn throwing to Gilmore. Carter against Sean Jones. Draws the double. Swings it over to Klesman. Snaps off a three. Left side. Booker. That's Klesman getting involved early.
That's what we talked about. Double team for a kick out. Three.
11-7 Wisconsin. And Sean Jones had it knocked away into the backcourt. He'll retrieve. 15-15 left in the first half. Kolick on the right side throwing to Gold against Nolan Winter. Gold gets it back to Kolick. Probing. Blackwell defending. Kolick off the right wing in the lane. Running away off the mark with a shot, but a foul is called. As Kolick throwing one up, but a foul is called. Bailout variety.
Great call.
We get our first media timeout here in Madison. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. The foul assessed to John Blackwell. That is his first. 15:05 left in the first half. Wisconsin 11, Marquette 7. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big money right now at Menards. Keep your devices powered with Energizer Max batteries. They deliver consistent performance and have lasting power. Max technology provides a 10-year shelf life. Energizer batteries are a great stocking stuffer or companion gift to go with your battery-powered electronics. Pick up a 16-pack of AA or AAA batteries for just $9.99 each. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes a great gift idea. Prices good through December 3rd.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Citgo top tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. And calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at AmFam.com/Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 15:05 left in this first half, 11-7 Wisconsin. Badgers, though, have been guilty of four fouls, and Tyler Kolick will step to the free throw line.
Well, we said it during the break, but Tyler Kolick's been very quiet so far. Finally getting him the ball a little bit, and it's creating some problems early on here for Wisconsin. You can't get spread out. I'm going to say it the entire game. That's what they want to do. If you're Wisconsin defensively, you can't get spread out. Marquette's not shooting it great, but they are causing a lot of fouls. And that's something to keep an eye on when you look at what they're doing. That's what spacing does. It creates driving lanes. It creates foul opportunities. All that's in play.
Kolick missed the first free throw. He is good with the second. And Iguodaro ready to come back in for Marquette. He will check in for David Joplin. Stephen Crow, Tyler Wall back on the floor. Hepburn, Blackwell, and Klesman rounding out the five. And Marquette showing press. 11-8 Wisconsin, not quite 5 minutes in. Wall gets it inbounded to Stephen Crow. Hands it back to Wall, who will in turn hand off to Hepburn. Again, Sean Jones in the backcourt. 5 minutes into the game as Hepburn brings it across the mid-stripe on the right side. Picks up the dribble at the center circle. Throws to Crow at the top. Whips it right side on the wing for Wall. Back out to Chucky. Left of the circle. Hepburn up and inside. 10 on the shot clock. Klesman high on the left. Shot clock at 7. Klesman against Kolick. Max snaps off a 3 straight away. And that clipped the front rim. No good. Rebound to Iguodaro. 5.5 minutes in. 11-8 Wisconsin. Also Iguodaro against Hepburn. Size advantage. Iguodaro throwing to Jones. Rotates Chase Ross outside left. Tossed it back to Jones. Turns to Gold against Wall right corner. Now Ross against Blackwell with 15 to shoot. Sean Jones, sophomore out of Columbus, Ohio, is on the dribble. Feeds Kolick left wing. Inside feed. Iguodaro had it off of his hands. Out of bounds. He got bothered by Hepburn. Left of the lane. Turnover Marquette.
Two turnovers for Marquette. They only average 8. Really good defense on Wisconsin. Connor Siege now coming to the game. But for Connor to have an impact on this game, Wisconsin has to get the ball down low. They haven't done that.
Yeah,
a lot of it's been Marquette's ball pressure. Right? The guards have been operating near half court. They got to force and go against that ball pressure so that there's better post entries.
Seijan and McGee checking in. Inbounds pass to Crow. 14-13 left in the half. 11-8 Wisconsin. Now Tyler Wall will bring it up against Ben Gold. Wall right sideline of the front court. Gets away from a potential trap in the lane. Runs it up. Got it. It counts on a foul. Tyler Wall in attack mode. He has himself an and one. Chase Ross picks up the foul, his first.
And that's where Wisconsin's been different this year a little bit, right? Tyler brings it up, reads the defense. Ben Gold was guarding him, didn't know exactly what he could do. A young player still trying to figure it out. Tyler reads him, goes by him, and is able to finish the and-one opportunity.
His first points of the game. Free throw is in the air, and that will bounce in for Tyler Wall. And it's 14-8 Wisconsin with 14:03 left in the first half. Kolick to the front court on the left-hand dribble, throwing to Gold. Wide open three right side, nailed it again. Second three for Gold. It's 14-11 Wisconsin. 13:50 left in the first half. Wall out front, high screen from Crow. Tyler on the dribble, kills the dribble, throws to McGee against Sean Jones. McGee around a high screen from Wall. Kamari left elbow, feeds a siege in left corner, goes into Crow, spin move, low on the left, throws it up, no, but a foul. There you go, Butchie. Get it into the big fella, and Steve Crow will go to the free throw line.
And they're doing a good job, Wisconsin, right now, picking on Ben Gold. They got the switch. Steven realized that, rolled right to the front of the rim, and then we've seen him float out a little bit when Oso has been guarding him. There, he finally stayed down low, and they were able to make the post entry.
First free throw for Crow rattles out, no good. And with Gold and Iguodaro, a pair of 6'11 players, the difference being Gold's ability to step outside and hit that shot. Second free throw for Crow, airborne and good. 1 out of 2 for Stevie.
And for Marquette, we've seen a switch here. Tyler Kolick kind of goes to the point guard. He was playing more of the two. Now you're seeing him lead this offense a little bit more last couple possessions.
13:30 left in the first half. 15-11 Wisconsin. Kolick working off a screen from Iguodaro against Tyler Wall. Kolick in the lane. Runs it out to Gold. Wide pass. Ran it down. Just left of the midcourt logo. Shot clock at 10. Iguodaro out high against McGee. Throwing to Gold. Left corner three. Not this time. Weak side rebound off of the Siegen's hands. Ball is loose. Whistle. Foul called. This will go against Chase Ross, and that's going to be his second.
50-50 ball so far.
Yeah.
They've gone Wisconsin's way. There has been a bunch of them because both teams take care of the basketball, but those a couple offensive rebounds, there was a turnover opportunity by Wisconsin that Tyler Wall was able to get. That 50-50 ball, we can talk about all the numbers you want, but in a game like this, you got to get all of those.
And you know that the coaches across the country emphasize it. These two coaches don't take a backseat to anybody when it comes to emphasizing that. 13:05 left in the half, 15-11. Wisconsin presses on. Badgers break it. Kamari McGee out high, throwing to A.J. Storr. So those two along Wall, Esegin, and Stephen Crow out there for Wisconsin. Here's Storr against Kolick. High screen from Crowell, and A.J. steps back. Three on the way, around and out, no good. Sean Jones the rebound. Cam Jones back in there for Marquette. Who's behind the back dribble? Sean Jones in the lane. Shot blocked by Crowell. But Marquette keeps it alive. Cam Jones left elbow throwing to Joplin. Baseline left. Penetrates. Low on the left. Up and in. Able to beat Crowell baseline. And it's 15-13 Wisconsin.
And that's Joplin's seventh made bucket. That's not a three. That's it.
Yeah. Went into pure attack mode there to David Joplin. Here's Tyler Wolf. Now to Esegin for three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Kolick the rebound. 12-12 left in the half. 15-13 Wisconsin. Jones leads it to Iguodaro. Back to Cam Jones. High on the left. A.J. Storr defends. Cam Jones in the lane. Throws it up. Missed, but he was fouled. And that's going to go against A.J. Storr. And that'll be his first.
We talked about Connor trying to get involved. Didn't love that shot by Connor. It's one of those that's early. Get it post-entry. And you see, I don't think Coach Gard liked it either because Connor's coming out. It's one of those where, like, let it hit the post, catch it in rhythm. That's when you take that shot, especially when you've got a slump, you know, in your shooting slump like he is right now.
And he so badly wants to get out of that.
Yeah.
And sometimes push it a little bit too much. Cam Jones inbounding to Iguodaro. Max Klesman on the floor, Hepburn, Blackwell, Wall, and Crowell. Here's Iguodaro low on the left, lifted up right hand, no good. Rebound cleared by Hepburn. 11:53 left of the break, 15-13 Wisconsin. Here comes Chucky off a high screen, knocked down Sean Jones. Now Crowell left of the circle, gets it back to Hepburn. Chucky probing, thought about it, keeps it on the deck. Right lane line, crowded by Sean Jones. Quite the battle there, and the shot is up, but the foul is called first. No basket. Ooh, that was a battle right there. He and Sean Chucky Hepburn and Sean Jones. And a foul assessed to Sean Jones before the shot. That'll be the first on Sean Jones. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 11:40 left of the first half. Wisconsin 15, Marquette 13. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Show!
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 11:40 left in the first half, Wisconsin 15, Marquette 13. Paint points even, four apiece. Wisconsin 5 of 11 from the floor. Marquette 4 out of 9.
And when you look at what they've done defensively, Wisconsin, they've been very good. They've been able to contain Marquette. I think Marquette's the best team in the half court at how fast they play. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin is making sure that they can't play the pace in the half court that they want to play. Offensively, right now, Wisconsin, they're making individual plays. Right, like guys are stepping up. Max Klusman, 7 points. Chucky's playing well by making individual plays. However, that cannot last the entire game. The ball needs to touch the post. The ball needs to be spread around for open looks.
And we see a little bit, not seeing it enough here so far. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Fresh 20 on the clock. 11:40 left in the half. 2-point lead for the Badgers. Hepburn baseline left will throw it in. Finds John Blackwell in the left corner. Blackwell takes it off the wing. Now left elbow jumper is off the rim. No good. Tyler Wall, the offensive rebound. Low on the left. Feeds Blackwell in the paint. Low on the left. Pushed it up. No, but a foul. I think that was Joplin who got him. And again, the ability to hit the offensive glass. Tyler Wall was able to do just that. David Joplin called for the foul. That'll be his first.
Yeah, and it's only Wisconsin's second. But that opportunity is going to be there for Wisconsin.
John Blackwell averaging 9.5 points per game. He's an 84% free throw shooter. First is on the way, and it's good. Asked him the best piece of advice he got from his father, Glenn, who played at Illinois back in the 80s. He said, be mentally tough, mental toughness every day. He seems to be listening. Second free throw is good.
I would say he has been listening. He's
yes,
been
sir.
Great for this team.
It's been terrific. 17-13 Wisconsin. Here's Sean Jones. Open up top. Tries a three. Clip the left side iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Tyler Wall.
You can live with that three. Can't live with that turnover.
Ooh, the unforced variety, and the Badgers give it right back. Yeah, Sean Jones coming into the game. 2 of 16 from the three-point line. Now, the two makes have been timely,
big
but
time,
still
yeah,
two.
They've been big yeah. time, but two, yeah. The number is still is two.
There's Jones outside right. It's a high screen from Cam Jones. Now, Sean Jones throws to Iguodaro. Right elbow, refeed. Sean Jones again. Thought about it. Flips it to Joplin. He'll try a three left side. That bangs off the rim. No good. Hepburn the rebound. 10:55 left in the half.
Chucky's doing a great job of coming in and guard and rebounding as a guard.
17-13 Wisconsin. Blackwell right sideline. High screen from Crowell. A throw to Wall, top of the circle. With Joplin defending Tyler. Now Crowell hands off to Klusman. Open three right side, and that bangs off the rim. No good. Rebound. Cam Jones had it. Lost it. And is it lost or is it a foul called here? The officials sorting this out. They'll say last touch by Marquette.
And even though that doesn't go in as an offensive rebound, it's another opportunity for Wisconsin that they've created for themselves.
Tyler Colin coming back in. Stevie Mitchell as well. Sean and Cam Jones will sit down. 4-point lead, Wisconsin. 10:37 left in the half. Hepburn baseline left to throw it in. Finds Klusman left corner. He'll try a three. Good. Max Klusman is not shy here today. 20-13, Wisconsin. 10:28 left of the break. Klusman with 10 points. Here's Stevie Mitchell at the left elbow, throwing to Kolick between the circles. Kolick against Klusman. Kolick right of the lane. Goes cross court to Joplin. Feeds Mitchell. Lines up a three. Turned it down. Now gives to Joplin left wing. 10 to shoot. Joplin drives on Wall. In the paint. Can't get loose. Trey Norman in there with 5 to shoot. Norman drives the lane. Pushed it up right hand. No good. Rebound loose. And it's gathered by Iguodaro. Second chance Marquette. Tyler Kolick resets the floor. Halfway through the first half. Badgers up 7. Iguodaro throws to Joplin. Off the right wing. Spinning right of the lane. Leans in. Pivots. Wall holding his turf. Tough shot. Joplin air ball. Iguodaro trying to save, cannot, and that's a defensive clinic from Tyler Wall, among others.
Defensive clinic, my goodness, man. Ooh. You look at what he did, right? I mean, showed his hands, made him come into the body, forced the fadeaway, not once, but twice, because they gave up the offensive rebound.
Terrific work. 9:45 left in the half, 20-13 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn against Stevie Mitchell, throwing to Crowell near the right corner. Iguodaro tightly defending Stevie. Badgers worked it out to Hepburn at the center circle. Hepburn pounds the dribble. High screen Crowell. Chucky left side. Steps back. Three on the way. And that's off the right side iron. No good. Tyler Wall, the offensive rebound. Another offensive board. Now takes it on the reverse layup. No, but a foul. Wall, the offensive rebound, retreated to the wing and then attacked again. And he earns himself two free throws.
I feel like I'm on repeat here, but offensive rebounds are a huge part of what's going on in this game. It was going to be, and Tyler Wall has done a great job of creating those opportunities here.
We got that second foul on Ben Gold, by the way. First free throw for Wall is good. Cam Jones in for Trey Norman.
Because realistically, Wisconsin's offense hasn't been real good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like it's been... I hate using this term, but it's somewhat of hero ball shot, right? Like a lot of one-on-one, and you can't live on that. But because of that, there's been some long rebounds, and Tyler's been able to get those long rebounds, create second-chance opportunities.
And Wall, who made the first free throw, is good with the second. A.J. Storr will come in now, replacing Klesmick. 9-9, make that replacing Hepburn. 9:19 left in the half, 22-13, Wisconsin. Here comes Tyler Kolick up the floor for Marquette. Kolick on the left-hand dribble,